really exciting. I think to walk into a theatre and get to see a preview of a film that your music's in, that you're a part of. I'm the biggest fan of film anyway. So now to actually sort of be in one, kind of in a roundabout way. I mean, we are physically in it for about 0.5 seconds, but to have our music interpreted and to be a backdrop to the story that's going on, because it's really special. And it is literally magical for us. I think we first had the idea maybe 15 years ago. So to get to this point of where it's actually happening is insane, terrifying, and beautiful all at the same time. I'm very grateful. I think we, as a group, know that the journey that we went on, none of it was possible without the people supporting us. And still to this day, it's always been a massive part of the band. Like in the days where we used to throw flyers out when we first started, and it would join this, and you could join a mailing list, and we'd go into our manager's office and do an afternoon of where we'd read letters and write back. And so we built a relationship quite early on with our audience. That has pushed us on to always want to be better, make a better record and do a better tour and write a better song. And so they have always been our inspiration in many ways. And we want to, it's always, I guess in many ways, we've always been saying thank you. And I guess that's what this film is. It's us still continuing to say thank you. We finished the Greatest Hits tour, which was like our 30-year anniversary, and then we all sort of went our separate way and had some time away from each other. So Athens was funny because it was the first thing we'd done together. It's the first time the three of us have been in a room for, it's not a long time, but probably 3.5, 4 years. And also in that time, there's been a pandemic. We've been on emails, and we know that Colky and Danny have been trying to make this film, but we hadn't actually been in a room together before we sort of all landed in Athens. So it was kind of a bit of a reunion for us too. Again, the story continues to evolve. What I felt when I turned up in Athens, and I saw it in the eyes of the band, in the eyes of Colky and the cast, when they came to see us, they were filming late. I saw they'd been on a journey. And I saw that they were near the end of their journey. And I saw that it had been quite an emotional journey for all of them. And I saw a lot of love. And that's what I got from Athens, is I felt a lot of love. We insisted that we were in the movie. No, we didn't insist at all, actually. But when somebody said, do you want to be, we were all really excited about the idea. We're in Athens, beautiful city. And the girls are trying to get to the concert to see the band. And they get on the tube to go to the venue. We are on that train in all our glory, trying to scrape some pennies together, you know? Yeah, it's nice. It's a nice, nice moment. So there's a scene in the new movie where Rachel and Zoe are trying to get to the concert, and they're going up the steps and they're singing a song called The Flood. And The Flood for us, I relate what they're doing in that film relates to what we were going through, because it's where Rob came back and we're trying to be a band of five again, and we were walking up those stairs, and it was hard trying to reach the top, and we had to help each other and support each other. And one person was like, I can't do it. And we're like, no, you can get to the top of these stairs. And The Flood captures in that moment what it is for us as well, and the journey that we went on. I think the great thing about the film is it mirrors our relationship as well. You know, we were teenagers when we got together, and then we spent some years with each other, and then we all went our separate ways. And then we came back.